This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of the great joys of my writing life has been the writing of 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill, my short, unconventional biography of Winston Churchill. What a life! What a pleasure it was to write that book. Part of what I loved so much about writing it was the chance to read the work of Churchill himself. In addition to everything else he did, he was such an extraordinary writer. There's a passage that I love that I often go back to reread because it gives me the exquisite feeling of elevation, one of the most beautiful and transcendent sources of happiness. I feel such awe when I read it. I get choked up every time. This passage is from the book Their Finest Hour, the second volume in Churchill's six-volume history of World War II, and he's describing a visit he made with his aide to a very poor London neighborhood that has been devastated by the Blitz, the bombing of London. And in case it's hard to tell what he means, when he refers to little Union Jacks, he means little British flags. Churchill wrote, "Already little pathetic Union Jacks had been stuck up amid the ruins. When my car was recognized, the people came running from all quarters, and a crowd of more than 1,000 was soon gathered. All these folk were in a high state of enthusiasm. They crowded round us, cheering and manifesting every sign of lively affection, wanting to touch and stroke my clothes. One would have thought I had brought them some fine, substantial benefit, which would improve their lot in life. I was completely undermined and wept. Ismay, who was with me, records that he heard an old woman say, 'You see, he really cares. He's crying.' They were tears not of sorrow, but of wonder and admiration." This passage gives me the feeling of elevation at thinking of the tremendous courage and love of country of those Londoners and how deeply Churchill respected it. If you'd like to check out my biography of Churchill, 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.